And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
John Hopkins Medicine is a place that does research on sort of ageing and, you know, mental decline as you get older.
Okay.
You know, our, I guess our community, our society is getting older.
It happens in waves, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, there's not, I don't think, you know, when no one's having families of six anymore and, you know, yeah. eight, you know. So that's, what is it, 1.2 kids or 1.8 kids?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so as the population ages, we find the burden on the health system increases, and we're trying to find ways to sort of reverse that aging process.
Mm-hmm. You
know? So John Hopkins Medicine done a great job. They found a chemical that might slow down brain cells from cognitive decline and even Alzheimer's.
Right.
Right. So really helping you stay fresh.
That's huge.
And alert. So what they did is they did a study with some mice. And they genetically modified them to have the memory loss and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then they gave them the chemical to that they thought might make the difference.
Mm.
Why are you looking
No,
at that?
Because I know it's just it's a hard one for me.
What about the mice?
Yeah, well,
Dr. Bindu Paul, who's an associate professor and co-author of the study, said our new data firmly link aging, neurodegeneration, I should say, and cell signaling using this particular chemical within the cell, right? So
he didn't expect an absolute DA to be reading it.
No.
That's code for dumbass.
Yeah. So he's saying... You can see there's a connection between putting this chemical in and it changing how the brain works.
Right. And what about your brain and what explaining it? Do we have a chemical for that?
Doing my best because I'm trying to dance around what the chemical is.
Oh, okay. Can I guess?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here are my five favourite chemicals, okay. Right? We've got...
No, shut up. It's okay. Hydrogen sulfide. Do you know where you get hydrogen sulfide?
This is what we need. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the only way we know, guys,
yep.
How to lift the mood.
So, as we have requested, some fart sound effects for your listening pleasure.
Okay.
Because this new study explains why sniffing your own farts...
No, it's not!
...could improve brain power and decrease chances of Alzheimer's.
Okay. Do you know what?
What?
Is it you're right? Okay, there's going to be a difference. Because
yeah.
if the science comes out and says you need to sniff other people's, I don't care. Let me decline. I'm not.
Give
you
me
know how
the
I feel about that.
Degeneration.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because you know how I feel about gas that's been encapsulated in your body that is now in my body.
Yeah, well, I think
I've smelt it.
I don't know if it's the gas or the particles. The
particles?
Poo, the poo particles that float in.
So fart on your own pillow and go to sleep. Is that what they say?
Maybe. So here's the takeaway. It doesn't say in the article. The headline is sniff your own fart.
No, it's not.
But theoretically, all farts have the hydrogen sulfide in it. So really any fart will do.
All right. Well, you know I've always got one ready, so. Let's increase your brain power, mate.
You have not always got one chambered. That's one of your claims to fame that you've not proven. So.
Do you want to go there?
I don't want to go there, but there you go. You're welcome.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So it was my best friend's 40th on the weekend.
Yeah.
And as you know, it was a wig party. And I told you this story before we left on Friday saying how even if you are going to a wig party, a lot of the time you think, I don't need to coordinate my outfit because it's not a dress up. It's just a wig party.
I'll just wear a normal outfit with a wig.
Yeah. And the outfit that I had... You can see on our Insta.
Yeah, you look like from the Flintstones. You
Like
you're from the Flintstones.
Look like Bam Bam.
Yeah.
I had a short blonde wig and I uploaded the photo and you know, you can see I'm not really feeling myself. So I decided to mix an arm.
Do you know who you also look like? You look like it could have been in The Croods, the movie The Croods. Are you familiar with
where are they like?
They're like cave people.
Okay. Yeah, everyone was rocking that hairstyle back then.
Yeah.
Which is funny because how do you get a fringe? Maybe with a sharp rock.
No, it's not so much the bob, it's the dress.
Oh. No, I know. I do you know what? If anyone wants to buy that dress, it's from Dish. I can't return it because it's been over 30 days.
Dirt cheap because it looks like dirt.
I'm going to sell it for a good price.
Okay, good, good.
Okay. But yeah, so what I decided to do was go with a black bob wig instead.
Oh, you changed the wig.
I changed the wig. And okay, I think, look, I'll show you a photo. Okay. I changed the dress as well. Okay. And I don't know if you'll be able to recognise me.
Who's that stunner?
Right?
Cute.
So I ended up going to Spotlight in a mad panic on Friday. And you know that I barely spiraled, right?
Yeah.
And so I was fine. And then I also bought a purple wig and...
Your mate's wig, the colours are awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jess's wig looks very sick.
Yeah.
And so, but the thing was, I didn't realise that because obviously we talk on the radio and I have photos of me, that people kept coming up to me like, where's Bam Bam?
No, surely they didn't.
They really? Did. Everyone was like, why have you changed? Why? We thought Bam Bam was coming
at the
tonight.
Party. I thought you meant at Spotlight when you're looking for another
week.
No.
Yeah, thank
sorry,
God for
sorry,
that.
Sorry, no, at the party.
God, could you imagine?
Yeah, at the party,
Everyone was. So, look, what I will say is that if you are going to a wig party, once again,
yep.
Just check out the outfit.
Yeah, see how it gels.
See how it gels.
The
you
wig.
Know, because it is important. Also, my playlist of 20 hours of songs, people were like, oh, can you throw on some of this song? I'm like, you can choose songs from the prescribed playlist and that's it. And so everyone's like, you were definitely not fun at parties.
No. Should have gone with the blonde wig. She would have been more fun.
Yeah. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. We're right amongst it in the prawn tank. He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank. For the final time this year, we'll be diving into the prawn tank to pitch you an idea, Cameron Lang, a business idea, and hopefully you'll sink some cash into it, get it off the ground.
Honestly, when we came up with this concept, I was all excited that I'd get a great idea from one of you two, we'd invest, we'd make a fortune out of it, and Bob's your uncle. Unfortunately, the ideas I kept getting from you two were, mediocre at best.
Well, I mean, no, the pocket heater was good for a time there, wasn't it, Tom? And I had the reticulated shower.
Yeah.
He also had doonas with holes in them or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
seemed
closest
sus.
One I got to investing in,
yeah,
by
it was
the
pretty
way.
Good. Yeah. Johnny liked it as well. But for the first time ever,
yes,
we have opened
outside.
Up the phone lines.
We had Gary from Kerr Lewis pitch.
Gary from Kerr Lewis did pitch us an idea, but this time we've opened up the phone.
Okay.
Floor. Yeah.
Who we got?
We've got David from Nor Lane on the line. Morning, Dave.
Where are you? How are we?
Yeah,
good.
We're good.
Good,
we're
Dave. Good. All right, hit me with it, Dave. What do you got?
All right, Lingy, a solar-powered clothesline. So if it's not windy or you don't want your clothes to fade, they all get equal amount of sunlight and they dry faster.
Because the solar power is making it slowly turn?
Yes, yeah. So solar power rotating clothesline.
Like the old Hills Hoist.
Yeah. Dave, question, just on your market research that you've done, do many backyards, homes still have the old Hills Hoist style that could go around, or are they more the fold out from the fence type ones?
Well, if you've got a house in the backyard like you, Lingy, I dare say we've got room.
It's Newtown specific, and that's where the big investors are, David, so I like it.
Yeah.
Dave, I like it as a concept. I am just worried about how big the market out there is for it.
Could you not make a wall-attached version as well? Not that it like is a sort of vertical propeller sort of thing. But, yeah, maybe like it rotates the clothes through.
That's not going to work, is it? David, this is your idea. Stand up for it.
I reckon there are enough backyards with... We could just have a mini Hills Hoist version, like a portable one.
Yeah,
then
portable.
A small backyard.
Yep.
A portable one for a small backyard. And if you've got a big backyard, you can concrete it in. No worries.
Dave, do you know what I really enjoy? A well-thought-out, well-presented idea with showing genuine competency in something that has potential. It is so different to anything else I've copped all year from these two. So thank you so much, Dave.
So are we saying you like it?
I want to see the statistics from Dave. I want to see how many backyards are out there that we can sell, who has a Hills Hoist style clothesline.
Dave, how much money do you want?
I reckon, to build a prototype and some engineering design? Oh, no, bit of chump change from Lingy. Let's say
all of it.
30, 40 grand.
Yeah. 40 grand. Oh, that's nothing.
Dave's talking.
That's nothing.
Some
chump change.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pocket change.
Dave's having some fun here, isn't he?
I love it, Dave.
All right, mate. Well, we can't give you that much money. Cameron Ling might be able to, but we can't. What we are going to do, though, is hook you up with some Bowen Valley small goods, a Christmas ham from those guys. Are you having a Bowen Valley Christmas? Sounds like you will be. It's 8 minutes to eight now, 7 minutes to eight. And that is Prawn Tank for this year. You're going to call that a success, that one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I loved it from Dave.
Good on you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I am an almond milk drinker.
Yes. We know. We pay for it.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, but almond milk normally comes in those containers.
Like the long life.
Like a UHT.
Yeah, like a long life milk container, right? Mm-hmm. Because you keep it in the cupboard and then when you're ready, pop it in the fridge, you can have it cold.
Yeah.
Right?
Either way, whether cold or warm, it tastes as bad. Yeah.
No, well, I get the unsweetened almond milk. So good. Ooh, one. Not a paid presentation. Wish it was.
Even yummier.
Yeah. And so this morning I was having my brekkie and I'll pop it on some gluten-free Weet-Bix, right? Because I live life to the max.
So much deliciousness in your life.
Yeah.
So fun.
And, you know, I was kind of a bit tired this morning, not really with it. And I was just eating away and I was on my phone or whatever. And then, and I'm like, oh, something's a bit weird. Mm. Right?
Other than the gluten-free cereal and the unsweetened almond milk.
I should also say, I don't eat it dry. Like I let it, I fill it up, then I'll go get ready, then I'll come back so it's really all soggy and stuff like that. Mm. So it's not gross.
She actually goes into the veggie pouch out the back and like digs a hole in the dirt and pours it in there and then that's where she eats it from.
Yes.
That's her bowl.
It's organic.
That's right.
But the thing is, there's, you know, the other items that come in those type of boxes, including chicken stock.
Oh, you didn't.
Chicken stock has been left.
You idiot.
For a couple of weeks.
Did you do it in the dark? What? How do you...
I did it in the darkness of my own brain. Like, and it's... Look, it was the unsalted chicken stock.
Unsalted chicken stock? Is that a thing?
The Campbell's real stock.
So still no fun.
Still no fun, but... just as flavourful. Now, I will say, if you haven't tried it, my review is 1 out of 10. It's a little bit odd, especially because it's cold. Maybe if it was warm chicken stock with Weet-Bix, it might have been okay.
How many spoonfuls into it did you get?
I'm not going to confirm or deny any of those rumours about spoonfuls and how many I ate before I recognised.
Yeah, that's the one. Once you realised it was chicken stock, did you still continue to eat?
I want no.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. You idiot.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.